Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Greetings in the name of the Lord. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you, amen, that have taken time out of your schedule, amen, to be with us, amen, this evening. We thank God for you. Amen. We give God all the praise. We give God all the glory. We thank him for life. We thank him for health and strength. We thank him for being the good God that he is. And we just want to praise him tonight. Every praise is to our God. My hallelujah belongs to him. My thank you, Jesus, amen, belongs to him. Amen. We bring you greetings in the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God for our visionary and founder, amen, of this Prayer News Network, in the person of the evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. We thank God for her. Amen. Thank God for the Lord laying on her heart. Amen. To want to reach out and help somebody. Amen. Along this way. And the songwriter said, if I can help somebody, then my living shall not be in vain. But we praise God. We know that it's not in vain. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For her. Amen. I am your co-host. Amen. Minister Emmanuel Hove. Amen. We praise God. We give God all the praise. We give God all the glory. Amen. We come to have a good time tonight. Amen. Are you excited? Amen. Amen. I'm excited, amen, for what God is going to do in this hour. Amen. I'm thanking him for what he has, amen, already done and been doing. But I thank God for right now. Amen. New mercies are every morning. Amen. This is a new day. So I thank God for new mercies. Amen. We just say, amen, praise God. We welcome each and every one of you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We thank God, amen, for all, amen, everyone. And we thank God for all of our advisors, amen, that God, amen, has sent to this work to aid and be a help and an arm bearer to the woman of God. Amen. And help the gospel to be carried out and preached in all the world. Amen. We thank God, amen, for each and every one that has, amen, come to this prayer line and, amen, been a speaker, been a soloist, amen, gave testimony. Whatever part that you have played in this prayer line, amen, we thank God for you. Amen. This platform is for us to glorify God. Amen. David said, let us exalt his name together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. And this is what this platform is about. It's about exalting the name of the Lord, letting the world know that Jesus, amen, he lives, amen, that he's King of kings, and he is Lord of lords. And he reigns forevermore. Amen. So we praise God. We bless God tonight. Amen. And as amen, as the amen, the Prayer News family are coming in, amen, we want to say welcome to each and every one of you. Amen. We want you to, amen, to send out a text. Amen. Take time to text somebody and let them know that the Prayer News Network is on and that we're on live. Amen. This is, amen, a live recorded broadcast. Amen. So we want you to, amen, reach out and invite somebody, amen, to tune in to the Prayer News Network. Amen. And also there has been a little change, amen, with the update of the system, amen, on this week. Amen. Some people have not been able to get in under the old number. Amen. It may work for some people, but it may not work for everybody. So just in case, amen, if you need the new number to text to somebody, amen, we want to give that to you now. Amen. The system has been upgraded. Amen. So, amen, you may need a new workaround number. And we want to give you that number right now so you can text it to somebody. The number is 617-829-1827. Once again, I'm going to repeat the new number, 617-829-1827. Amen. Please, amen, spread the word. Amen. Maybe you know somebody that, amen, normally comes on to the prayer line. Amen. And they may not be able to get on because of the update. So we want them to be able to, amen, to still call into the prayer line because we don't want nobody to miss out, amen, on what God has to say unto his people. Amen. So if you would, please spread the word. Amen. Once again, the new upgraded number is, amen, the workaround number is 617-829-1827. Amen. We praise God. We want everybody, amen, to hear, amen, thus saith the Lord. Amen. So we bless God tonight. Amen. We welcome each and every one of you. We thank God for our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. We thank God for you. You are not forgotten. Amen. God has you on his mind. Amen. Enough to reach out, amen, to you. Amen. Even in other countries, God loves you. Amen. And we try to spread this word all over the world so that men and women can know that they have hope tonight, and that hope is in Jesus. Amen. So we praise God for our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Where God is working miracles. Amen. So we just give God the praise. We give God all the glory. Amen. And once like Forrest stated, this is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. Amen. If you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast or any other broadcast that you may have missed or would like to hear again, amen. At the end of the broadcast, we will give you two numbers where you can reach out to us and request, amen, a copy of tonight's broadcast or any other broadcast. And we'll be certain to make sure that you get that copy. Amen. You also can go to, amen, their Facebook. Amen. You can find us live on Facebook. Amen. And all of our information should be current on Facebook as well. Amen. Just in case if you miss anything, you can always go to, amen, the Prayer News Network page on Facebook. Amen. And get your update of everything that's going on. Amen. So we just bless God tonight. We praise God. Amen. We love the Lord. Thank God, amen, for having a testimony that we're saved tonight. Amen. Through the precious blood of Jesus, we're sanctified through the truth, which is the word of God. Amen. We do have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that with a mind and a drive to continue on to press. Amen. I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's what we got to do tonight. We have to press through. Press through, amen, the hard time. We got to persevere. Amen. God is looking for somebody that's going to endure unto the end. He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. I want to be saved. How about you tonight? Amen. Well, we got to endure unto the end. Amen. We give God the praise. Amen. We thank God for, amen, our list. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Give honor where honor is due. We thank God for our leaders. Amen. The person of the late, amen, Apostle, amen, S.T. James. Amen. Thank God for him. Amen. His labor of love. Amen. That he has labored down here on earth. Amen. Thank God for, amen, the James family, Mother James and family. Amen. Thank God for them. Thank God for the new presiding, amen, apostles and bishops that the Lord has instilled in place. Amen. To carry out the legacy and to carry out the torch of preaching this gospel. Amen. The unadulterated gospel. Amen. Amen. The men and women to the lost souls, amen, of this world, so that they can have a chance to be saved. Amen. Thank God for them. We thank God, amen, for Pastor Taylor, Mother Taylor. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, my leaders. Amen. My Northern District Bishop, Bishop Richard Jackson. Amen. Southern District Bishop, Bishop Lewis Marshall, Mother Marshall. Amen. We praise God, amen, for them. Thank God, amen, for my covering, my local pastor. Amen. Pastor Mark Holmes and Lady Kalisa Holmes. Thank God for them, amen, laboring in the vineyard and holding up the bloodstained banner. Amen. We praise God. Thank God for your leaders. Amen. Can you stop right now and say, thank God for my leaders? Amen. Thank God for your leaders, amen, that God saw fit to place in your life. Amen. To help you, amen, to get to heaven. Amen. It's a journey. This is a journey, and we're trying to get, amen, from earth to heaven. Amen. And let Jesus lead you all the way. Amen. So we bless God tonight. We give God all the praise. Amen. We thank God once again for all our advisors. Amen. Thank God for them and their role that they play. And just knowing their place, amen, in this ministry. Amen. That's a blessing all by itself. Amen. Just knowing your place in God, knowing who you are in God, your identity. Amen. My inheritance among them that are sanctified. Amen. I get joy being around the people of God. That's where my strength comes in. Amen. That's where, amen, I gain strength in fellowship with my sisters and brothers. So we praise God for this opportunity to fellowship with you tonight. Amen. It's a blessing. Amen. We can come together, amen, and lift up the name of Jesus together. Amen. So we thank God once again for each one of you. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. As, amen, summer's still coming in. Amen. We thank God for you. We pray that you had a blessed day. Amen. We pray that you had a prosperous day. Amen. You was able to, amen, get some time with the Lord. Amen. To meditate, to reflect on the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Because God is just that good. Amen. We praise God for the word that we heard on last night. even for the precious soul, amen, that surrendered their life to the Lord and rededicated their life to God. Amen. This is what it's all about. Amen. That lost souls everywhere, amen, can find help in the time of trouble. Amen. Nobody has to be lost. Amen. There's no reason why anybody should be lost. Amen. Too much word has been preached. Amen. Too much prayers of faith has gone up. Amen. There's no reason why anybody should be lost and lose out and miss out on heaven. But thank God for the souls, amen, that, amen, see their need for Christ, amen, and doing something about it. Amen. Coming forth and confessing, amen, that I need the Lord. Amen. This is what it's all about. Amen. That he came to seek and to save that which is lost. Amen. So we bless God tonight. We just give God all the praise. Amen. And we're going to move on. Amen. Amen. I think we got all the preliminaries, everything out the way. Once again, amen, if you're just coming on, if you're having trouble, amen, logging in, calling into the system, or if you know somebody, amen, that was having trouble calling in, amen, to the system, amen, they did an upgrade, amen, and began to knock a lot of people out from the old number. So we want to give you the new number that you can pass along, amen, to your acquaintance, amen, to make sure that they're able to, amen, to call into the Prayer News Network. Because we don't want nobody not to be able to get into the Prayer News Network. Amen. We want everybody to come on in the house, amen, and worship the Lord with us. Amen. So once again, the upgraded, amen, new workaround number is 617-829-1827. Amen. Once again, that's 617-829-1827. Amen. Pass the word along, amen, to somebody so nobody will be left out in the cold. Amen. So we just give God all the praise. We give God all the glory. Amen. We just want to thank God, amen, for being God. Amen. Thank God. And besides him, there is no other. Amen. He's God alone. Amen. And he knows what he's doing. Amen. He has the whole world in his hand. And I thank God, amen, that we are in the plan of God. Amen. We are in the plan of God. This is God's will. Amen. This is God's will. Amen. And we're glad about it tonight. Amen. So we're going to move on. We're going to prepare our hearts and our minds for prayer. Amen. Put your minds on Jesus. Amen. Settle down. Amen. From all the hustle and bustle, from all the amen, running and ripping and whatever you may have been doing today, settle down now. Amen. Take a deep breath. Amen. Breathe. Exhale. Amen. Breathe and exhale again. Amen. Pull it together. Amen. Because it's time, amen, to hear from the Lord. Amen. It's time for us to go into the presence of the Lord and be blessed. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want all that God has for me. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge my borders. Glory be to God. Amen. What we want God to do tonight. Amen. To enlarge our territory. Amen. And he's willing and able, amen, to do that. But we must open up our ears, amen, to hear the Spirit. We got to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. Amen. Hear and your soul shall live. Amen. So we bless God. Let's prepare our hearts and our minds, amen, to go into prayer. And just before we go into prayer, amen, we're going to ask our precious dear sister Sheila Jones, amen, if she will come on over to the platform, amen, and sing a solo before we go into prayer to prepare the hearts and the minds of the people. Amen. Sister Sheila Jones, God bless you. Amen. You can push, amen, star six. Glory be to God. Amen. Sister Sheila Jones, push star six. Glory be to God. Amen. She's online, but she's not coming through right now. Glory be to God. Amen. If we can't get her, then we're going to just move on. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Sheila Jones, are you there? Amen. If not, amen, we praise God. We're going to go on. Amen. Pass me not, oh, gentle. So Savior, hear my humble cry. Why on earth thou art calling? Ooh, do not pass me by. I'm crying, Savior, ooh, Savior. I want you to hear my humble cry. One on another, thou art calling, ooh, do not pass me by. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we only thank you
the
for this day.
Started.
Hallelujah, Father God, we praise you right now. We glorify you. We magnify you. Oh God, we exalt your holy name. Father God, we just want to praise you tonight. Father God, we just want to glorify you. We want to just take time out to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for being so good to us, huh? Oh, God, we thank you for making a way out of no way, huh? We thank you for opening up doors that were closed in our face, huh? Oh, God, we thank you for keeping us another day, huh? We thank you for keeping us down to the close of another week, huh? Realize you didn't have to do it, but you did, huh? Oh, Lord, you've been mighty good to us, huh? Oh, God, we can't thank you enough, huh? Oh, God, but we want to take time out, huh? Just to let you know we appreciate you, huh? Just to let you know how grateful we are, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we thank you for saving our souls tonight, huh? We thank you for washing us in your blood, huh? We thank you for calling us out of darkness, huh? Into your marvelous light, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, you've been good to us, huh? Oh, God, you made ways out of no way, huh? You opened up doors that were closed in our face, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we just want to praise you, huh? We just want to bless you tonight, huh? We lift up hands tonight, huh? We lift up clean hands, huh? We lift up holy hands tonight, huh? In your presence, huh? In your grace, God, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we ask you right now, God, huh? Look down on us tonight, God, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we need you tonight, Lord, huh? We come tonight with a need, Lord, huh? We need your help tonight, God, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we ask you right now, huh? And we come into your presence, huh? We ask you in the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, that you will search our hearts tonight, huh? Oh, God, search us, huh? Oh, God, if you find any wicked way, huh? That should not be, huh? Oh, God, we ask you to take it out, huh? Oh, God, creating us a clean heart, huh? Renew the right spirit within us, huh? Oh, God, just save us, huh? Lord, just save us tonight, huh? We know if you save us, huh? We'll live right, huh? We know if you save us, huh? We'll speak the truth in our heart, huh? If you save us, huh? We'll do what's right, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Lord, save us tonight, huh? Save us, Jesus, huh? We want to be like you, Lord, huh? We want to do your will, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? We're yours tonight, huh? We're yours, huh? We belong to you, huh? You paid the price for us, huh? With your precious blood, huh? You died, huh? On that cross, huh? But you got up, huh? With all power in your hand, huh? You rose, huh? With all power, huh? In your hand, huh? You got power, huh? Over death and hell, huh? You got power, huh? Over the grave, huh? You got power, huh? Over sickness, huh? You got all power, huh? In your hand, huh? And Father God, huh? We know tonight, huh? That all you gotta do, huh? Is just speak the word, huh? Just speak the word, huh? And it shall be done, huh? Command the blessing, huh? And it shall overtake us, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? We built to the power, huh? We built the adversary, huh? For our sake, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? From them destroy, huh? The fruit of our ground, huh? Jesus, huh? Jesus, huh? Jesus, huh?
name of Jesus. Jesus. At the name Jesus. Demons and devils, they got to flee. At the name Jesus, the enemy got to get back. At the name Jesus, oh glory, in the name of Jesus. Oh glory to your name. In the name of Jesus, there's so much power in your name. Power in the name of Jesus. Oh glory to your name, God. Oh, God, give us that power tonight. That power that we need. Give us that Holy Ghost power. Oh, God, fill us tonight. Fill us up tonight, God. Renew us, oh, God. Renew the inward man. Though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Oh, God, send us quickening tonight. Quicken us by your spirit tonight. Quicken us in the Holy Ghost tonight. Just one touch from you. Oh, God, one touch tonight. That's all we need tonight. One touch from you will make it all right. One touch from you will cause this body to stop hurting. One touch from you will heal that broken heart. One touch from you will ease that troubled mind. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give us what we need tonight. You know the desires of our heart. You know what we have need of. Even before we ask, Father, we come with a need tonight. Oh, God, we need you tonight. Every minute, every hour, every second of the day. We need you, Lord. Oh, God, we need you tonight. Right now, Jesus. Right now, Jesus. Right now, Lord. Lord, do it for me right now. Lord, do it for us right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able, Lord. Oh, God, you can do it, Jesus. Oh, God, we know you can do it. If you don't do it, it won't be done. But, Lord, we know you're able to do it. In the mighty name of Jesus. And, God, if you don't do it, we still know that you're able, And if you don't do it, we still know that you're able, In the mighty name of Jesus, Oh, God, we will bless you at all times. We will praise you, oh, God. We're going to praise our way through, In the name of Jesus, We give you the glory tonight, All the glory is yours tonight, All the honor is yours tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Oh, God, we give it to you tonight. We take none of it away, We keep none of it for ourselves, But Lord, it all is yours tonight. It all belongs to you tonight, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Oh God, we owe you praise tonight, We owe you our hearts tonight, We owe you our life tonight, Oh God, we'll live for you, We'll serve you for the rest of our days, In the name of Jesus, We made a vow to you, Lord, and we won't take it back, Oh God, help us to keep our vow, Help us to keep our vow tonight, In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, help us, Help us to fulfill our vow that we made to you. Oh God, we know you're able. We know you have the power. Oh God, remember your people tonight. Those that are gathered in your name. Those, oh God, that are on this prayer line tonight. We pray, oh God, for every household tonight. We pray, oh God, for strength. We pray for comfort. We pray for direction. Lead us and guide us. Order our steps in your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for peace tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, bind up everything that's not like you. Everything that's contrary to your word. Bind it up and send it back to the pit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we loose tonight. We loose your spirit, oh God. We loose your spirit of peace. We loose your spirit of love. We loose your spirit of unity tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help the people with one accord. Help us to be of the same mind. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let nothing be done through vain glory or strife, but through your will, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, any sick on the line tonight, we pray that they will be healed. We speak healing over them tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, ease the pain tonight. Those, oh God, whose bodies back away pain tonight, we pray that you will ease the pain tonight. Sing your healing virtue tonight. Release your healing virtue on your people tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we speak over our lives tonight. We speak over our bodies tonight. We declare that we're healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, sickness shall have no dominion over us. Death shall have no more dominion over us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, our life is in your hands, and we belong to you. Father God, we praise you. We glorify you. Let the weak say, I'm strong. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way tonight. Oh, God, have your way. Bless the speaker of the hour. Oh, God, bless your manservant tonight, the one that shall bring forth your word. Oh, God, speak through him in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that signs and wonders shall follow. Oh, God, that miracles shall be performed tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you can do it. There's nothing too hard for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way. Let souls be saved tonight. Oh, God, deliver them that are bound. Oh, God, we pray that you set the captive free. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it for your name. Take it for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless this prayer line. Bless our radio listeners tonight. Even from other countries tonight. Travel to all parts of the world. The four corners of the earth, Father. Let your word travel there and minister to your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, be help in the time of trouble. Be refuge, Father, in the time of the storm. We know you, we know you got the power. We love you, we bless you, we glorify you. Even continue to look on our visionary, sound on this prayer line. Evangelist, oh, God, Bradley, remember her in a special way. Continue to keep her, stripping her. Oh, God, use her for your glory and for your will. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you, we praise you. Oh, God, we embrace your word that shall come forth. Oh, God, we receive, oh, God, your word tonight. Oh, God, with gladness, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, open up the ears of your hearers tonight. Oh, God, anoint the hearts of your people tonight to receive your word with gladness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to have your way. Do these things for us. Father God, we'll give your name the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, we just bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. This is another opportunity for us to give God glory. Amen. That's what we come to do tonight. Amen. To glorify the name of the Lord. Amen. Whether through song, whether through word or deed, whatever we do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We praise God tonight for all things. We thank God, amen, for each one of you. Amen, that, amen, has tuned in tonight to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We welcome you once again. Amen. You're welcome. Amen. We're here with open arms to receive you. Amen. To welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. People of God, the Lord has been blessing us. He has been sending his word through his messenger. And I tell you, the word of God has been going out in power and demonstration. Signs and wonders and miracles to follow. Amen. And we just bless God for all things. Amen. Hasn't God been doing something great in your life? Amen. Hasn't God been doing something great in your life? Well, he's not done yet. Amen. God is not through blessing you. He has more blessings, amen, with your name on it. Amen. Continue to reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. And tonight we thank God for our messenger, amen, for tonight. Amen, chosen vessel. Amen, in the person of, amen, Elder Kenneth Cooper. Amen, we praise God, amen, for our messenger tonight in the person of Elder Kenny Cooper. Amen, from True Gospel Pentecostal Church. Amen, out of Dalton, Georgia. Amen, I understand that this is, amen, our advisor, amen, Evangelist Diane Bond's brother. Amen. So we praise God and we welcome you, amen, to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Thank God, amen, that you're here with us, amen, tonight, amen, to share the word of God with us. Amen. And we thank God, amen, for, amen, Evangelist Diane Bond. We praise God for her. She is one of our, amen, advisors as well as our co-host, amen. And we thank God for her. Amen. A woman that loves the Lord. Amen. A woman, amen, that aims, amen, drive to please the Lord.
Amen. We thank God we love her with the love of Jesus. Amen. So tonight we want to welcome her brother, amen, to the Brand News Network in the person of Elder Kenny Cooper, amen, from True Gospel Pentecostal Church out of Dalton, Georgia. Amen. At this time, man of God, you may push star 6 and come on over to the platform. Amen. And you may take the platform at this time. God bless you, Elder Kenneth Cooper. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
I hope they can hear me.
Yes, they can hear you.
Okay, good. Praise the Lord, my listeners out there tonight. We certainly count it an honor to be before you tonight. We certainly thank the Lord for what he is doing right now and for what he has already done thus far. And we just count it an honor tonight just to be before you. And also want to give honor to Evangelist Bradley tonight. So glad for her inviting me to come and share a word with you tonight. And thank God for Minister Emmanuel. And thank God for my sister, Evangelist Diane Bonds. We certainly thank God for her, for what she is doing thus far in the kingdom of God. But just to give you a word on tonight, amen, we just thank the Lord for what he is doing. I'm just so elated, and I just don't know what to do with myself, amen, for this invitation tonight. But just in case, amen, you just don't know what to do when you get in a situation and you don't know where to go, where to turn, and whatever, I just want to just to leave this encouraging word with you tonight, just to leave with you before I get ready to go to my text. I just want to encourage someone tonight that is out there listening to tonight. There is nothing you are so deep into that God cannot get you out of. Let me repeat that again. There is nothing you are so deep into that God can't get you out of. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord for his goodness and his grace and mercy on tonight. But those of you that's listening tonight, you have your Bibles. I will be coming out of 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. I'm just going to give you two verses tonight, and that's verse 8 and 9. Verse 8 and 9. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 8 and 9. And it reads, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." Our Father, our God, it's in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for these few verses. Lord God, we ask that you have your way tonight. Lord God, that I might decrease, that you may increase right now, Lord God. We pray right now that you just open up the hearts and minds of your people tonight that is listening, Lord God. We pray that your word go forth, that it may penetrate in the hearts and minds of your people tonight, that somebody may be saved, healed, and delivered and set free tonight. Lord, we thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what you're going to do. Now, Lord God, we just ask that you just give us strength tonight, and we praise you and give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. My topic tonight, amen, is when your obstacles become your stepping stones. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. When your obstacles become your stepping stone. Amen. An obstacle, Webster defined obstacle as something that stands in the way, preventing you from reaching your purpose or another level. Also, an obstacle can be people, places, and things. Amen. You and I can be an obstacle. Hallelujah. We can be our own worst enemy. We can stop our own blessing from happening because we are obstacles in our own way. Hallelujah. Here we find that the children of Israel they had faced many obstacles and challenges that prevented them or trying to block their path or their progress from reaching the land of promise. Have you ever encountered someone that tried their best to successfully block or put stumbling blocks in your path or provoked you until they got you up so upset in your spirit you just didn't know what to do? Amen. But despite what you are going through and what you have been through, don't allow the enemy or no one to hinder your walk with God. Paul declared, "I won't let nothing separate me from the love of God." Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Here we find that the first obstacle that the children of Israel faced was that they faced was being in bondage or slavery, amen, in Egypt under the regime of Pharaoh. Amen. The children of Israel stayed in Egypt for 430 years. Can you imagine being under so much turmoil, so much persecution, so much oppression for that amount of years? They became so accustomed to the tradition, in the process, they lost their identity and became so frustrated, amen, when Moses led them out of Egypt and into the wilderness. Amen. Got so upset with Moses, amen, because Moses came to lead them out of Egypt. Amen, 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 and began to complain and murmur. Amen, got upset with Moses because God, amen, told Moses to go down to Egypt and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And that was the first obstacle that the children of Israel faced. Amen. For first, they were being in bondage in slavery in Egypt. Hallelujah. And the second obstacle that the children of Israel faced was themselves. Thank you, Jesus. We can become our own worst critic, our own worst enemy. Amen. The journey to the land of promise supposed to be about an 11-day journey, but it turned into staying in the wilderness for 40 long years. What kept them in the wilderness for 40 long years? Well, I'm glad you told me, glad you said, because they began to complain. They began to grumble. Amen. It caused them, amen, the long stay, amen, in the wilderness. Amen. We must take an inventory of our lives and ask ourselves this question. What prohibiting me from moving forward? Why every time I make a step forward, then I turn around, amen, I make three steps backward? Hallelujah. What is it that keeps me from reaching or attaining my purpose? Hallelujah. Amen. But it was Paul, amen, said in 2 Corinthians 13 and 5, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove yourself. In other words, test yourself to see you are in the faith or not. Amen. That was the second obstacle, amen, that the children of Israel faced. Amen. Amen. Because, amen, amen, they were their own worst enemy. Amen. And the third obstacle that the children of Israel faced was in the wilderness experience. Amen. While in the wilderness, they totally forgot, amen, forgot about who brought them out of Egypt. Amen. Who fed them? Who watched over them? Amen. Isn't it amazing how soon we forget what God has done unto us? Amen. We neglect the fact, amen, God is fighting our battles each and every day. Amen. When when we don't think or believe it, God is fighting your battle right now. Amen. The Bible said if God be for us, amen, who can be against us? Hallelujah. We got to realize and know that God is right there with us. Even in the midst of your battles, God is right there with you. Amen. He was right there all the time. Amen. During the children of Israel wilderness experience. Amen. And the fourth obstacle that the children of Israel faced was the Red Sea experience. Amen. That was the last obstacle standing in their path. God told Moses what to do. Amen. What to do? What do you have in your hand? Amen. And God told Moses to stretch your hands out. Amen. Toward the sea. And the Bible said that the sea divided. Amen. So they went across on dry, amen, land. Amen. When we are faced with a sea of obstacles, doubt, fear comes to your mind. When you come to the crossroads of life, amen, have you ever, amen, have you ever a question ever popped in your mind, amen, what to do when you don't know what to do? Amen. At that very particular moment, amen, you just have to stretch your hands, amen. Amen. What the songwriter says, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, where shall I go? Amen. It has to be faith and trust in God. Amen. Must become, amen, your source and your stepping stone to reach your destiny. Amen. Amen. This is a faith walk. Amen. It's not a walk of ease. It's not always fun to endure life's problem. We live in an imperfect world with imperfect people, and life is not going to be easy all the time. We need to understand, however, that our faith won't grow without being tried and proven. In life, we will experience trials of our faith, but during those things, we must count it all joy. Amen, as James told us in James 1 and 2. The basis for faith is the Word of God, and the proof of faith comes from living a life of faith. Amen. God never promised that the Christian life would be free. No, he didn't. Amen. We'll be free of tests, trials, and adversity. But he did say in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter in the 2nd verse, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Amen. When we hold on to God in the waters of adversity, we have his promise that we're not going to drown. It doesn't matter if we can't swim, amen, because the Lord is going to hold you up in that water, amen. You got to believe, you got to know for surety that God is going to keep you, amen, amen. Amen. He's not going to allow you to drown, amen. He's going to keep you above, amen, the water, amen, amen. Don't look at your obstacles, amen, and get so fearful that you cannot go over, that you cannot go through. Amen. God is so ever with us, and we just have to trust and believe, amen, that God is with us. Amen. God wants us to rely totally on him. So many times we want to do everything in our own strength. Amen. We try to fix the situation. Amen. Word of God tells us in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it said, and lean not unto our own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct, amen, your path. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. God wants us to trust him completely. When we do, he is able to fix the situation. Amen. Unshakable faith. Amen. Amen. Unshakable faith. Faith. Amen. We must base our entire life on our faith in God. Amen. Amen. Every round, amen, everything around us may fall. Amen. Every obstacle, amen, may seem to multiply. Every door, amen, may be shut. But if we will hold on to God's hand, he will hold us up in the midst of every storm. In the midst of this pandemic storm that you and I are in today, amen, God is still in control. Amen, amen. We just have to believe that. We have to stand on that. God is still God. Amen. God is still faithful. Amen. It was the psalmist said in Psalms 46:1, God is our refuge, hallelujah, and strength, a very present help, amen, in time of trouble. Amen. The enemy goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen, amen. He's trying, amen, to shake our trust, confidence in God. He's trying to get our eyes, amen, on our problems and not on God. Amen. It was John that said in John 10:10 that the thief cometh, not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I like what it said on down that next verse. It says, but I come, hallelujah, that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Now what do we do when life brings problems our way? That's the question. What should be our response? So when life problems come, we can go to God with them and let him turn them around for God. And I do believe, amen, those that are out there listening today, I believe God is, amen, he's already in the process, amen, of turning your situation around. He's already in the process of turning your circumstances around. He's already in the process of, amen, turning your condition around. Nothing is too hard for God. Amen. If we just put our faith and trust, amen, in him. Amen. That was a story, amen, amen, about a little boy, amen, who was leading his sister up a mountain path. Amen. And the way was not easy. Finally, his little sister said to her brother, why? This isn't a path at all. It's too rocky and bumpy. And her brother replied, sister, the bumps are what you climb on. Amen. So instead of allowing those bumps to become stumbling blocks, use them as stepping stones. Amen. Even in my own life, I've always tried, amen, to take that attitude concerning problems. I always say I won't let bumps cause me to stumble. Amen. I'm going, amen, to step higher, amen, and higher, amen, until I climb over the top of those bumps and atop over those obstacles. Hallelujah. Stop allowing, amen, the enemy to discourage you. Amen. Feeding you with lies after lies. Amen. And say unto him, devil, you are a lie. Amen. And encourage your own self. Amen. That you are somebody. Amen. That you are, amen, going to get over, amen, these hills and these mountains. Amen. Amen. I shall live, hallelujah, and not die to declare the works, amen, of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God, amen, doesn't promise to remove every obstacle. No, he don't. Amen. From our path. But he does promise to help us overcome them and climb higher in spite of them. Don't allow obstacles, fear, or what other people are saying dictate your destiny. Where God is wanting to take you, amen, everybody can go with you. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. There are times your friends can't go where God want to take you. Amen, amen. Even your relatives, amen, can't go where God is wanting, amen, to take you. Everybody can't come with you. Amen, amen. Even your close friends, your close buddies, amen, amen, can't come with you where God is wanting to take you. Amen. What God has for you, amen, is for you. Amen. Difficulties, amen, can help us climb higher if we will use them as stepping stones. Amen. Too often we only want to complain about them. Sometimes we may try to kick them out or jump over them. More often we try to go around them. But when we finally get around one, there's sure to be another obstacle, another bump, amen, in our path. Hallelujah. When facing these bumps, when facing these obstacles, it's easy to want to turn around and go the other way. But we don't have to quit or give up, because we can turn, amen, stumbling blocks, hallelujah, into stepping stones. Amen, amen, amen. As I was growing up, amen, I loved basketball. I played basketball in high school and in college, amen. And one of my coach, amen, told me, amen, one time, he let me know, and this very thought that he told me, it stuck with me, amen, throughout all my life. Amen. He told me one time that a quitter never wins, and a winner, hallelujah, never quits. Hallelujah. When circumstances come, I encourage you to get up on those stones and say, I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. Sometimes when we are faced with obstacles now, amen, amen, we can't look to our pastor. We can't look to our father and our mother, our sisters and our brothers, amen, to encourage us all the time. And sometimes, amen, you got to encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what David did, amen, when he was going through his trials and situations. Like, he encouraged himself, amen, in the Lord. Amen, amen. When you get to the next stone, hallelujah, your body may be suffering with pain or weakened by a serious disease. But get up on that stone, amen, and say, my God has delivered me. My God has healed me. Amen. By his stripes, hallelujah, I am healed. Amen. You got to believe. You got to confess, amen, and know that whatever you pray to God and whatever you petition to him about, amen, you got to believe it, amen, that it's already done. Amen. You got to know, amen, that you're already healed, that you're already set free, that you're already delivered. Hallelujah. Amen. If fear is surrounding you, amen, get on that stone and say, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Amen, that no weapons, hallelujah, that formed against me shall prosper. Amen, turning your obstacles into stepping stones. Hallelujah, amen, amen, amen. I don't know about you tonight, how you feel tonight. Amen, but you got to know and realize that, amen, you got to turn your obstacles in stepping stones. Amen. And I do feel tonight, my listeners, that God, amen, is getting ready to do some things. God is getting ready to, amen, turn it around. Amen, amen. I just feel that in my spirit. He's getting ready to, amen, do a mighty and a wonderful thing, amen, in the people's lives. Amen, amen. I like what, amen, the psalmist said, if my people, hallelujah, you got to know who you are, amen, which are called by my name, shall humble himself and pray and seek my face. Hallelujah. Turn from your wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal, amen, their land. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know what tomorrow may hold, but I do know who holds tomorrow. Amen. 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 This is how, amen, we climb over adversities. Amen. Trials come on every one of us. And they don't just come, amen, one time. They keep coming. Amen, amen. My mom and my dad had a saying, Hey, amen. When it rains, it pours. If it ain't one thing, hallelujah, it's another. Amen. Maybe, amen, you can't get over the circumstances of life. Amen. Because you've been asking, why God? Why me? Amen. I've stood on your word. I pray. I live life as well as I know how. Why is this happening to me? Why am I faced with so many obstacles? Amen. God is replying back to us, say, why not you? Amen. Amen. Why not you? Amen. It was Job that said, though he slay me, amen, yet will I trust him. Amen. The Lord wants us, amen, to stop questioning him and start trusting him. Amen. He will bring us through every situation. Amen. So let's stop spending time questioning the circumstances. Instead, let's use those circumstances, amen, as bumps, amen, we can climb on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just feel good in my spirit tonight. Amen. Start turning, amen, your stumbling blocks into stepping stones. Amen. 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 Find in the scriptures, amen, the word of God that deal with whatever circumstances you are facing. Amen. Then begin, amen, amen, to step on each stone with the word until you are victorious in Christ. Amen. Start praising the Lord for victory over those stumbling blocks. Use them as stepping stones and climb to the place God has destined for you. Amen. You got to know, amen, for surety, amen, God has a destiny for you. Amen. He has a purpose for you. Amen. We cannot allow, amen, obstacles and, amen, situations and circumstances in life, amen, to hinder our walk, amen, in God. Amen. We got a destiny. We got a purpose. Amen. We got to do. Amen. Amen. And stop allowing, amen, the enemy, amen, to get into our spirit and our mind. Amen, and telling us that we, amen, can't go forward. We can't push forward. We can't press forward. Amen, we just have to, amen, look the devil in the face and tell the devil he is a lie. Amen, I must press, amen, to the high power of God. Thank you, Jesus. Here we find, amen, in the text of our lesson tonight, amen, that Paul, amen, was encouraging, amen, the Corinthian saints, amen, telling them, encouraging them, letting them know that we are troubled, hallelujah, on every side, amen, yet not distressed, amen, amen, amen. We got to realize, amen, that even though we are living in a troubled world, amen, we cannot allow the trouble of the world to dictate, amen, and get us down in our spirit where we cannot, amen, move and progress and move forward in God. Amen. Even though we're troubled, amen, as Paul was saying here, yet not distressed. Amen. We are perplexed, amen, but not in despair. Amen. Amen. We got to realize and know, amen, amen, we cannot get down, amen, on ourselves. Even though we're in the midst of this pandemic, amen, this shooting and killing all going all the way on around the world, amen. We cannot allow that to get us down. Yes, amen, amen. We feel sorry, amen, for the people has went through it, amen. But, amen, thank God, amen, he had his covering. He had his blood, amen, shielding and protected on us, amen, and kept us, amen, living and alive today. Here we find that Paul, amen, and begin to encourage the Corinthian saints, amen. Even though, amen, you may be persecuted, even though you may be looked down, talked about, amen, 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 persecuted, but not forsaken. Amen. God has not forsaken us. Amen. God has not let us alone. God has not let us down. Amen. That's one man we can count on. Amen. We can look to. Amen, amen, will come, amen, in our time of need. Amen, amen, we just have to believe that, amen, when we're persecuted, amen, we're not forsaken, even though cast down, but we are not destroyed. Amen, we got to know who we are and whose we are. Amen, we got to realize and know, yeah, man, we serve a Savior. Hallelujah, his name is Jesus, amen. Amen, amen, I thank God, amen, as I look back over my life, amen, and saw where he has brought me from. Amen, amen, I'm supposed to have been dead a long time ago. But thanks be to God, his grace and mercy, amen, kept me alive. And that is why I cannot help but praise him. Amen. Every opportunity I get, amen, I'm going to praise the Lord. Because when I look back over my life and see what he has brought me from, what he has brought me through, amen, amen, I can't give help but give him all the praise. Because he deserves all the praise that I give unto him. The Bible said, I will let nothing, amen, separate me from the love of God. Amen. I'm not going to let no obstacles. I'm not going to let no circumstance, no situation separate me from the love of God. Amen, amen, and I also like what David said, amen, amen, about the praises of his people, amen, let everything that have breath to praise the Lord, amen, those of you that are listening tonight, if you got a praise in your mouth, amen, you go ahead and give God the praise, amen, amen, you may say, well, ain't nothing moving in my life, but if you go ahead and give a praise in advance and watch God move and watch God turn some things around in your life, amen, amen. Thanks be to God who give us all the victory. Amen. When your obstacles become your stepping stones. Amen. You got to know and believe tonight that God is a deliverer, that God is a healer, that God is, amen, a mountain mover. Amen. You may say, well, amen, amen, how long these obstacles going to be in my life? I don't know how long they may be, but you got to know and believe why you're going through your obstacles. Amen. You got to allow these obstacles to become your stepping stone to move higher and higher in God. Amen. We cannot let the world define us. We cannot let people define us. Amen. We got to look towards the hill from which cometh our help. And all of our help comes from the Lord. Amen. Shout hallelujah out there. But I'm so glad tonight, amen, for who I am in God. I thank God for coming down in my life, amen, changing my mind, changing my heart, amen, giving me a new walk in life, amen. But I just want to let you know tonight to encourage somebody, amen, there's nothing you're into tonight that God cannot reach down, amen, and get you out of it, amen. You may be struggling in your mind, you may be struggling in your spirit, amen, you may be struggling in life in general, but if you put your trust in God and believe and know that he is, amen, a heart fixer, he is a mind regulator, he will change, he will move, he will fix it for you, oh God, thank you Jesus and hallelujah, amen, you got to know, amen, we are in the last days, amen, we got to give God a praise every day of our life, amen, and let the world know if God did it for me, he will do it for you, if he can come down and change an old man, an old wretched man like me, he can do the same for you, but thanks be to God, we serve a risen Savior who sits high and looks low. Amen. Thank God for him. He never lost a battle. He never lost a case. Amen. We got to tell the devil. Amen. You took your best shot when you had me, when you had the opportunity. You should have did. You should have killed me while you had the opportunity. But since you did not take advantage of it, amen. But now I can sit and stare you dead in the eyes and tell you I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still living, amen, and let him know, amen, I shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord, amen, come on and shout hallelujah, and thank you, Jesus, when your obstacles become your stepping stones, amen, we got to stop looking at people, we got to stop looking at places and things, amen, amen. We got to start looking to God. Amen. Who is the healer? Who is the deliverer of our faith? Amen, amen. Is God in the morning? Is God in the noonday? Is God in the midnight ever? Amen, amen. God, he wants you to know tonight. Amen. Whatever situation you are finding yourself in tonight, amen. Allow those situations become your stepping stones. But you may say, well, I cannot go further because people is talking about me. People is looking down on me. You got to stop and know and believe and have a change of mind and let yourself encourage yourself there and know that your people that is talking about you, that's looking down upon you, you got to say, thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am, for talking about me. You're not only hurting me, but you're helping me, amen, to get where I need to go in God. God, amen, for the persecutors. Thank God for the procrastinators. And thank God for the critics. They just don't know. They have helped me to get to my purpose. They have helped me to get to my destination. When your obstacles become your stepping stone. We got to believe that tonight. We got to believe that tonight. Whatever obstacle, whatever situation, whatever circumstance that's trying to block your way, that's trying to block your path, just allow those stepping stones to become, just allow those obstacles to become your stepping stones where you need to be, where you need to go in Christ. Jesus, hallelujah, said he will never leave us nor forsake us. You may feel that you're in this big world all by yourself. And whatever struggle that you're struggling in, whatever situation you're going through, you may feel all alone, that no help's nowhere. But Jesus is in the midst of your storm. Jesus is in the midst of your situation. Jesus said he will never leave you nor forsake you. And we just have to stand on God's word tonight. We got to have faith. I do believe that this is a faith walk tonight. This is no sight walk. This is a faith walk tonight. And we got to have faith to be able to move to our purpose, to be able to move to our destination. The Bible said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. He that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Amen, amen. This is not a sight walk. This is a faith walk. Amen. We just have to realize and know and believe in our heart and our mind that God, he promised that he will never leave us, that he will never forsake us. And we just have to know for surety that he is right with us. And that's what I wanted to share with you tonight, my listeners, that when your obstacles become your stepping stone. When your obstacles become your stepping stone. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I hope and pray tonight that something was said on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. And those of you that's listening tonight, those of you that want to come on the platform, you just go ahead and dial *6. And as I did give the altar call tonight, you may say, well, what must I do to be saved? The Bible explicitly tells us that we must repent, that we must be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of our sins. Then we shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And you must ask yourself this important question. If Jesus Christ came right now, will I be ready to go back with him? Would I be ready to go back with him if Jesus Christ came at this moment? That's a very important question you should ask if you do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you can receive him right now. Amen, amen. You can receive him right now. Amen. In John chapter 3, the Bible said there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, the ruler of Jews. The Bible said that Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, Master, we know that thou art a teacher from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. And Jesus replied back to Nicodemus. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus didn't quite understand what Jesus was saying. Amen. And Nicodemus began to say, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. We must be born again, saint, in order to go back with God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever your situation is, whatever your circumstance may be, thank you, Lord. Jesus is here with open arms, and you can receive him right now, right in the midst of your situation. You can see him. Amen, as your Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, amen. He will, amen, give you power. Amen, he will give you strength. Amen, to be able to get through your obstacles. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The Bible let us know in Acts 1:8. Amen. But ye shall power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. It's going to take some power. We're going to have some power, amen, to be able, amen, to get through, amen, during these, amen, trying times. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord tonight. Amen. The line, amen, amen, is open, amen, for special prayer requests. Amen, amen, special prayer requests. Anyone tonight. Amen, amen, amen. Thank the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Don't forget this message tonight. When your obstacles, amen, become your stepping stone, turning your obstacles into stepping stone. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Again, I thank the Lord again for this opportunity. May I turn this back into the hands of the host. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We bless God tonight. Thank God for his word. Amen. And people of God, we're going to unmute the line, and we want you to open your mouth. Amen. And give God a praise. We want you to praise your way through tonight. Whatever it is that you may be going through tonight, we want you to open your mouth and give God a praise that we unmute the line.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. All participants are unmuted.
Let us give God a praise right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Glory be to God. Amen. God is worthy tonight. Amen. God is worthy of the praise. Amen. No matter what you may be going through tonight, the Lord is worthy to be praised. Amen. When your obstacles become your stepping stone, amen, you got to persevere through it all. Amen. You got to be determined, amen, to let nothing hinder you and stop you from getting through to God. Amen. Somebody said, turn your pressure into praise. Glory be to God. We praise God for the word of God tonight. Amen. Coming through Elder Kenny Cooper. Amen. God, amen, was speaking to us. Amen. Letting us know what we must do tonight, knowing that whatever we're going through is for our good. Whatever we may be going through right now is for our good. Romans 8:28 says, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. Amen. We love God and we know we've been called tonight. Amen. So when your obstacles become your stepping stone, take advantage of it. Amen. Take advantage of it. Amen. Rejoice. Amen. When you're persecuted, rejoice in affliction. Rejoice. Amen. And be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Amen. We praise God tonight. We bless the Lord. Amen. For the word of God. Thank God. Amen. For, amen, the man of God. Amen. Elder Kenneth Cooper. Amen. Coming to us tonight. Amen. To declare, amen, what thus saith the Lord. And people of God, the word of God is right. Amen. The word of God is right. Amen. It comes to help us. Even what we're going through, amen, it comes to build our faith. It helps us to build character. Amen. Character in God. Amen. Amen. A faith that has not been tried, amen, is a faith that you can't trust. Amen. But when your faith has been tried, amen, you can trust and stand on your faith and know, for God I live and for God I die. And he will bring me through this. And even as the Hebrew boy said, and if he don't deliver us, amen, we still know that he's able. Amen. Do you know that God is still able tonight? Amen. When your obstacles become your stepping stones. Amen. We praise God tonight. We thank God, amen, for, amen, the man of God. Thank you for, amen, coming and embracing us, amen, with the word of God and coming to, amen, the platform of the Prayer News Network. Amen. We thank God for you, and we appreciate the word of God tonight. Amen. We appreciate, amen, what God has spoken. And know, God said his word would not go out void, but it will accomplish that for which it was sent. Somebody needed to hear this tonight. Somebody feel like, hey, don't nobody understand what I'm going through. Don't nobody, you can't imagine what God knows. Amen. Because others have been there. Where you are, what you're going through tonight, somebody else has already been through it. And they could tell you, amen, that God brought them out victoriously. Amen. Tonight you could come out with the victory. Amen. Saying, he brought me out. All right. So we just bless God tonight. We praise him. Amen. We give him the glory. Thank God once again. Amen. For the word of God. Thank God for our messenger tonight. Amen. Appreciate you. Amen. Thank God, amen, for you. Amen. Coming to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We want you to know that you're welcome. Amen. You're welcome to the Prayer News Network. Amen. So we bless God tonight. And people of God, we want to remind you, if you would like to receive a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast, amen, you could text 912-257-3818. Once again, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, you could text 912-257-3918. Amen. To our Blog Talk Radio listeners, amen, from other countries, amen, you as well, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, we're going to ask you, amen, you could, amen, use WhatsApp. Amen, you could use WhatsApp, and you could text us at 678-608-7234. Once again, to our radio listeners, Blog Talk Radio listeners, amen, from other countries, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, you could, amen, text us by using WhatsApp. 678-608-7234. Amen. And we will get you, amen, this broadcast, amen, as soon as possible. Amen. And we tell you, once you get a copy of this broadcast, don't keep it to yourself. Amen. Spread the word. Spread it all around, because somebody needs to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. People are going through. In a damn time like this, people are really going through. You don't know, you, amen, what somebody else is going through. But you can be, amen, the key helper. You can help them, amen, to get through whatever it is that they're going through by spreading and giving them the word of God. I bring you Jesus. Amen. Give them Jesus tonight. Amen. And that will sustain them. So we bless God for each and every one of you. And people, God, we want to remind you, amen, if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, to this radio, amen, this prayer line, amen, the Prayer News Network, amen. We've been going on for over a year. The Lord has been blessing us, and we've been going strong every night. The word of God's been preached. The praise has been going forth. The song's been sung. Amen. But let me tell you something. Amen. Amen. To take the support of you, each one of you, to help this broadcast to stay afloat. Amen. To stay on. And not only that, but to enlarge the vision. Amen. We have great visions. Amen. The visionary has great visions. Amen, for the Prayer News Network and for you. Amen. So, amen, if you'd like to support the ministry, amen, you can cash at, amen, Gift of Prayer. Amen. If you'd like to support and plant a seed into, amen, the Prayer News Network ministry, amen, you can do so by, amen, going to Cash App. Amen. It is $ Gift of Prayer. Once again, it's $, amen. Any amount that you're able to sow into this ministry will be greatly appreciated and used for the furthering of the gospel and for the upkeep of this Prayer News Network line. Amen. Also, if you like to correspond through mail, amen, if you like to correspond through mail, amen, you can, amen, reach us at Prayer News Network, care of Annette Bradley, P.O. Box 7937. Macon, Georgia. Zip code is 31209. Once again, if you would like to correspond with us through mail, amen, you can, amen, reach out to us by mail. Amen. Prayer News Network, care of Evangelist Annette Bradley, P.O. Box 7937, Macon, Georgia, 31209. Amen. We would love to hear from you. Amen. If you want to, amen, send, amen, a seed through the mail as well. Maybe you don't have Cash App, but maybe you want to, amen, send a money order or a check. Amen. You can use the P.O. Box. Amen. 7937 Macon, Georgia, 31209. Or perhaps you just want to send encouragement. Amen. Maybe you want to send a card or a letter or something in the mail. Amen. To encourage, amen, our visionary. Amen. You can, amen, correspond through the P.O. Box. Amen. We would love to hear from you. Amen. So we praise God for all things. Amen. People of God, we love you. Amen. We love you with the love of Jesus. This is why we do what we do every night. Amen. It's not that we don't have nothing else to do. It's not that we don't have family, amen, that we could be spending time with or resting. But we do this because we love you. We are concerned about your soul. We want to see you saved. We want to see you delivered. We want to see you heal in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Paul said, it's my heart's desire for Israel that they might be saved. Amen. This is the only why we do it, because we want to see the souls of men saved, ready to meet their maker when he shall call their name. Amen. So we're praying for you. We love you in a time like this. Hold your head up. Look to Jesus. Amen. And take God at his word. He will see you through. Amen. So we praise God for all things. And at this time, we're going to turn this part of the platform back over to, amen, the speaker of the hour, the man of God. Amen. That you may have the last saying, amen, and the blessing of the line. And also, people, God wants you to remember, amen, let's pray one for another. Amen. Let's pray one for another. Let's pray for, amen, Evangelist Bradley. Let's pray for all the advisors. Amen. That God will continue to bless and strengthen them. Amen. That they may continue to be arm bearers. Amen. To this great work of God. Amen. So we thank God for all things. And at this time, we're going to yield the platform back over to, amen, our speaker of the hour. Amen. Elder, amen, Cooper. Amen. God bless you, man of God. You may have it for the last saying and the blessing of the line. And then afterwards, we're going to unmute the phone, that, amen, the line, that we may give our corporate praise. Amen. Follow. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank the Lord for this opportunity. Amen. I certainly hope and pray that something was said on tonight that may encourage you, that may help you along your spiritual walk in God. Amen, amen. When you are faced, hallelujah, with obstacles, amen, allow those obstacles become your stepping stone. And while you're going through your obstacles, amen, always put a praise on it. Amen, amen. Whatever you're finding yourself in, whatever you're going through, put a praise on it. Amen, amen, amen. Because the Bible said that God inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. We thank God for these blessings. Amen. Thank God for the listeners. Amen. On tonight. Amen. Thank God again for Evangelist Bradley. Amen. The host, Minister Emmanuel. Amen. The advisor, Evangelist Bonds. Amen. Thank you for this opportunity. And amen. I continue to pray for you. Amen. That God will continue to bless you. That God will continue just to open up, amen, windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that you will have no room to receive. Amen. God is, amen, is getting ready to do a marvelous and a mighty thing through this network. Amen. The Prayer News Network. Amen. Amen. Just continue to look to him. Amen. Who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Amen. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. That is my blessing on to you tonight. Amen. Again, thank you for this opportunity, and we pray, amen, for you. And if there's anything that we can do, amen, amen, feel free, amen, to call upon us. Amen. My church home is in Dalton, Georgia. The church name is True Gospel Pentecostal Church, there in the great city of Dalton, Georgia, where my pastor is none other than Suffolk and Bishop Reuben Graham Sr. and Lady Graham. Amen. Amen. And if any time that you are driving through that way, going north or south, amen, if you just want to stop in that little town, Dalton, amen, and come and worship with us and be with us, amen, we'll be glad to have you. Amen. Again, amen, thank you. Amen. Bless, I pray for you as you pray for me. Thank God.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. We thank God for you once again. Amen. We welcome you, amen, back to the Prayer News Network. Amen. And people of God, at this time, we're going to unmute the phone, unmute the lines, that we may give our corporate praise together. You may unmute at this time and give God your best praise.
All participants are unmuted.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Let us give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. God bless you, people. God, we thank God for you. Amen. We'll be back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Amen. See you then. Remember, rejoice in the Lord always. God bless you. We love you. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.